Hello everyone, welcome to the Rambloids podcast. My name is Tim Richards and the Champions League quarterfinal draw has just been announced. Bayern will be facing Arsenal and this is the first time that they've played each other this far into the competition. And it's been a while since Bayern have played Arsenal. It was a match that was played at fairly semi-regularly. But the last time was 7 years ago and Bayern won both of those games 5-1. That was in the 16-17 season. And then the last time they played before that was in the group stages of the Champions League in the season before. Bayern lost the home leg 2-0 and then they won the return leg 5-1. So three consecutive games against Arsenal that saw Bayern win 5-1. Happy days. But the team that Bayern are now is very different to the team that they were 7 or 8 years ago. That makes sense. Players retire, players come in, players go, etc. But there's more to it than that. So while Bayern are a very different team from how they were 7 or 8 years ago, Arsenal are a very different team to how they were 3 years ago. So let's just have a very quick look at what Arteta and Edu have been able to put together. Because over the past couple of years, what has been produced at Arsenal is legitimately very, very impressive. They've identified weaknesses, they've recruited really well, they've sold players that they didn't need anymore, and the result of that is a clear sign of progress. And then you look at Bayern, and it's really not the same. There is always the risk when you talk about Bayern of sounding really, really entitled. But I just want to give my thoughts on this, because when I look at Arsenal, I see a team that's got a really solid structure around it, and they will go on to do something really impressive. I don't know if that impressive thing is they win the Champions League, but I do think that they will be, if not Premier League winners, they're going to be one of the main teams every single year. And I think considering the competition with teams like Man City, like Liverpool, that is impressive. Bayern haven't identified their weaknesses and addressed them. Instead, they've more or less just papered over the cracks. They've held on to players for too long. Their recruitment's been quite poor at times. So if I'm looking at this match objectively, I really can't see Bayern as clear favourites in this fixture in the same way that I could 7 years ago and even 8 years ago. So in that game, so I was at the Emirates when Bayern lost 2-0. Bayern were still a fantastic team. And I thought, okay, over two legs, Bayern win this. And they did. I don't have that same confidence going into this game. So that doesn't mean that I don't think that Bayern can't beat Arsenal. I do think that they can because, you know, on paper, you have Harry Kane, you have Thomas Müller, you have Manuel Neuer. There are all of these things that kind of work in Bayern's favour. But what I mean here is that when I've watched Arsenal play, the way that they play seems a lot more harmonious than how Bayern do. So what I mean is that when I watch Arsenal play, they operate as a team that works really well together. So there are times where they work as a team, but there are also times where they are 11 individual players. And I think both of these modes work really well for them. So the group of players that Arsenal work with right now is legitimately very impressive. I know that I said that earlier, but it bears repeating. What they've done is really quite good. So if we look at the last time these teams played each other, the only player in this Arsenal squad who would probably have a chance at that Bayern at that time was Alexis Sanchez. So in goal, you've got David Ospina, Monreal, Koscielny, Mustafi, Bellerin, Granit Xhaka. Okay, there's kind of an asterisk there because Xhaka would probably be quite a valuable addition to Bayern right now. But at that point, he wasn't. Alexis Sanchez on the wing, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Aaron Ramsey, Theo Walcott. Who, by the way, Theo Walcott, unironically, one of my favourite ever players. Really like that guy. I'll never have a bad word said about him. And then up front, Olivier Giroud. So in terms of your starting 11, Alexis Sanchez is maybe the only person who you think, yeah, he would probably get into the Bayern team. But then, even on the bench, Petr Cech, Gabriel Paulista, Kieran Gibbs, Coquelin, Mesut Ozil, Lucas Perez, none of those players, the starting 11, all of the subs, none of them would get onto, with the exception of Sanchez, none of them would be of value to that Bayern team. It's Manuel Neuer, Alaba, Hummels, Alonso, Vidal, Thiago, Lewandowski, Ribery, Robert. There's so much talent, top to bottom. And now it's a very, very different story. So Declan Rice, Martin Odegaard, Leandro Trossard, Bukayo Saka, William Saliba, Gabriel Martinelli. I think all of these players would be valuable players at Bayern in some capacity. So if not necessarily guaranteed starters, then certainly playing ahead of some of the subs. So even someone like Trossard, who out of the players that I've mentioned, probably maybe the least noteworthy, but the fact that he is so comfortable playing out wide, playing as a more central forward, or even as like a left-sided central midfielder, that sort of versatility is massive, and Bayern would greatly benefit from someone of that mould. Because right now, the players that Bayern have, they seem really rigid. I think in terms of versatility, yeah, Musiala can play out wide, he can play through the middle. Joshua Kimmich can play as a central midfielder. I have another episode about this coming up very soon. He can play as a central midfielder, he can also play as a right back. That's kind of it though. You don't really have someone that can say, where you look at the team sheet and like, I wonder what position he's playing today. Because when I look at Trossard, I'm like, I don't know, couldn't possibly guess. But he's so effective in all of these roles. I look at Bayern and the team that they are now, where you have like genuine top quality players and players like Harry Kane, like Thomas Müller, Musiala, Joshua Kimmich, former otherwise is a very good player, Matthijs de Ligt as well, Leroy Sané, like there are really, really good players. But in terms of like on the pitch, the only place where you can say with any certainty that Bayern are significantly better than Arsenal is in goal. And I don't mean in terms of like, oh, is Harry Kane, is he as good as Eddie Nketiah or Gabriel Jesus? That's not what I mean. I mean in terms of like the attack as a whole. So like the front three or five or whatever you want to call it. Because I think when you look at that front three that Arsenal have of Martinelli, Jesus or Eddie Nketiah, and Bukayo Saka, I think Bayern fans would probably take at least one of those players. So this match is much less clear-cut than it has been in the past. Obviously, I want Bayern to go through, and there's part of me that thinks, you know, it's a Champions League night, players turn it on for a Champions League night. Bayern have experience over Arsenal in that regard, because the Champions League is still like a new beast to a lot of these players. But the last couple of games against Mainz and Lazio, that's really not enough to show to me, but also to everyone else, that Bayern are good enough and that they will win, and then they'll go through and then they'll face either Madrid or City, and then they'll go through that and they'll get to the final and they'll win. They'll win the seventh Champions League trophy. I just really don't see it. So in my head, I want to say that Bayern are going to win and that they'll go through comfortably. And honestly, if that happens, great, cool, more than happy to be proven wrong. But I just don't see what happens next. Because if Bayern get through this Arsenal team, great, cool, very impressive. Objectively, a very, very good feat. But then what comes after that? Just like another humbling. This is a Bayern team that have not found form. They found two good games against Lazio and Mainz. But the last month before that, and even everything that came before even that, is really, really not enough. I can't even give a prediction of like what's going to happen here. I think maybe Bayern will go through, but this is the least confident that I've been with Bayern in a quarterfinal. This is certainly the least confident I've been with Bayern against Arsenal in a very, very long time. Hopefully it isn't a tricky one and it becomes very obvious very quickly. Oh yeah, Arsenal aren't ready for this at all and Bayern are just going to storm through. But yeah, I can't really see it happening. But that's everything that I've got to say about this today. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another episode about the Mainz and Lazio games at some point fairly soon, hopefully. Failing that, I'll see you at the start of next season. And yeah, so thanks for listening and see you later.